Hi, this is Duncan Bauer from Johannesburg, South Africa with X-Gay Talk. I have been absent for quite some time, and there's been good reason for that. And ironically enough, I've started to process some of what has happened in the last year or so on a website called X-Gay Watch. And I will be repeating what I've written there here, because I think it reflects something of the honesty of what is the X-Gay journey, particularly of my life at this time. So here goes. I start off by thanking them for their profound and deep discussion of me and all that I stand for. I think, however, that if we all to be honest, we can only ever reflect the part of our journey that we are on. There has been a time when I resolutely called myself
no longer under the curse of death,
read homosexual. After that I said I was no longer gay, read that I had revoked my choice to live a gay lifestyle. After that I started admitting that I still had same-sex attractions, but that didn't mean that I was gay, because the attractions were unwanted, and they are still unwanted. Now I've moved one step further. I'm in a place where I would rather stay in some sort of denial position and not say anything at all, because the issues are so complex and it is simply not possible to reduce any person's journey to a formula that will work for everybody. But I can tell you that people are more important than their ideology, and God thinks so too. I've been absent for quite some time now, not posting on any websites and not updating my own. I've not posted any podcasts either. I've been through an extended process of mourning the loss of a church that my wife and I planted, and that's not over yet. The extremely destructive process through which we went has exposed many huge holes in my psyche, which we're trying to sort out as we speak. We being me, the Lord, my wife and my counselor, and my good friends. In the process, it has come to my attention that seeing people as their ideology is damaging, and that Jesus cares not one whit about it. In recent times, gay marriage has been legitimized in South Africa. And do I rant and rave in the streets about what this does for the image of marriage? No. Why? Because I know some very dear gay people, and if they were to want to get married, I for one wouldn't want to be the one to say I wouldn't attend, because I care for them, and I know that the Lord does too. Would I attend? I've no idea. But I would have to process my decision with them based on my care for them and my being true to what I believe. Hence, I really hope that they never decide to get married, and this is where denial comes in, if I were to be honest. While I was hiding, I received an email from one of the moderators of the X-Gay Watch website asking if I was okay, since I hadn't posted on my podcast in a while. I must say I'm melted, and it affirmed for me what is to be my guiding principle as long as I remain vaguely sane. Jesus was, and is, concerned with people and their hearts and feelings, and so I should be. I have a lot more to say, and I will say it here to you as well as on my website as time goes by. This is enough for now. I will be updating my website since it is outdated and doesn't reflect where I am now. It would be more honest for it to reflect a developing journey rather than a destination. God help me as I grow, and you too. This is Duncan Bauer from Johannesburg, South Africa with X-Gay Talk, signing off. By the way, you may have noticed that I've changed the theme song, maybe temporarily, but I thought that the words, "Your foundation's dug in Sodom, your house is built in Zion, and you wonder why your walls keep falling down," thought that might sound a bit harsh at this time in my life. So the words now are, "I stood there by the precipice, my whole life lived by hit and miss, I couldn't see the drop before my feet. At the heels of life had I been yapping, been sipping life and merely lapping, my life up to now was based on self-deceit." Kind words. I include the whole song at the end here so you can listen to what the words say. I hope it's clear, because it's a very bad recording. Cheers.
My life up to now was based on self-deceit. The more I thought, the more I wondered if my you gotta be cool if you wanna be kinder. You give and you get to about the same degree. Take me, my dear friend, for some kind of a fool. I must have been a fool some time ago, 'cause I believed you when you told me all those lies. I must have been a fool, 'cause I believed you when you told me all those pretty little lies. But I'm putting take me, my dear friend, for some kind of a fool. But I'm putting my foot down now when it's final. I no longer care to subscribe to the rules. If you think you can still make me believe they protect me, you take me, my dear friend, for no less than a fool.